Three, two, one. Hi, this is Eddie Floyd with Nevada Matters 99.1 FM Talk, Fox News. We have a special interview today. Unbelievable. Marty Ellen Hill, all the way from New York City. Right, Marty?
That's correct, Eddie. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, listen, we've been looking forward to it all week long, and thank you so much. You went out there and you braved the streets of New York and actually took a cab. That makes you my hero, lady.
Okay.
Listen, Marty, if you'll be kind enough right now, please tell the listeners a little bit. I've been doing some promos all week long, but tell the listeners a little bit about Marty Ellen Hill.
Well, thank you for asking me. I've been preoccupied, actually, for quite some years now, writing a book series that has a story about a family dynasty, and the dynasty has a special power that concerns music, and the story is really about how their divine powers of music making all of a sudden seem to turn into this new invention called MEND, Musical Encode Decode. But the access to MEND is a very tricky access, and one actually has to go into the prequel book, The Skeleton Score, to find out how MEND is made by these fictional characters.
Now, the book, The Skeleton Score, okay, available now, Marty?
It is actually just out with certain agents and publishers, and I hope to be out there within a couple of months. But on my website or on Facebook, one can actually cue into the opening of the book and certainly download the first chapter and ask me for more questions, hoping to get that book up very soon.
Marty, how did this all start? How did the concept, the idea for the Skeleton Score actually begin with you?
Actually, it began way back when I wrote, I wrote an opera, a stage play that was funded by the New American Works Opera Musical Theater. We're talking about 20 years ago, as right after college. And that work was very well heralded and cut.
Go ahead. You're fine.
It was very well received, the stage play. And I was preoccupied with the idea that if I went out the road of being an opera composer, since I knew how to write music and I knew how to write a stage play, that the work would just reach a limited audience. And I knew that this idea that I was writing about this music power and how it was encrypted in the city plan, now I'm giving away some of the story, was of interest to very young people and a different generation. And I was really preoccupied with the idea of reaching many other audiences. So I sent the music out to Hollywood, to a well-known agency, who brought me aboard, and out there in L.A., I wrote a film script with someone from my original stage play and the first book, which is an epic. This was a long journey.
Wow.
But I'm not sorry that I made it. Basically, that formed the bulwark, the handiwork, the crux of the story, the jumping point that would push me to making the smaller books sort of George Lucas style. And the Skeleton Score is basically the prequel book to the set of books that lead you into the story of these characters and how they come to this conflict about this invention, MEND.
Well, you know, my publicist, Miles Ottenheimer, out of Dallas, Texas, actually had the opportunity to read your very first chapter, Marty Ellen, and he was really, really excited the fact that I would have this opportunity to do this interview. How many books do you anticipate will be completed once you're done, or will you ever be done?
Oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful, chilling question. I'm done. I'm done, but my audience will be able to take off from where I'm done. And that is actually the beauty of MEND and why I'm sitting here with one of my fabulous teammates, John Teal, who works on part of MEND with me, which is actually the real-time invention. There were actually projected 3 to 5 books. I have the whole book proposal that sets up the outline of this. The epic is fully written, so it's publishable tonight, for example. However, the epic in a story like this would never be the first book out, because it is the larger book that holds the crux to this beginning idea. So these books are really ready to go right out the door right away. I don't know what else to say about that. It's just a matter of, we spent many years figuring out how to keep the clues to the puzzle protected, because this is a new idea in trademark and in identity in real time.
Wow.
So it was quite a challenge to write a story that is fictional, that is projecting a real-time invention.
Right, and as a matter of fact, I've got to tell you something. The people here in the studio, people who are presently emailing me, people who will eventually get right on the phone and talk to us about this interview. And remember, listeners, you can call us at 827-8900 locally, or 1-800-827-8900. Now, listeners, I want to share with you, I'm here right now interviewing Marty Ellen Hill. We're talking about a phenomenal book that's coming out. When we come back, we'll get deeper into the interview. I just received an email, Marty Ellen, from Miles, who asked me to ask you about a poem. So when we come back, I want you to be ready to tell me a little bit about how this poem plays an integral part within your story, okay?
Absolutely.
3, 2, 1. Hi, this is Eddie Floyd with Nevada Matters 99.1 FM Talk, Fox News. I'm interviewing Marty Ellen Hill. If you've been tuned in, if you haven't, you've missed a little bit. You can always go to our archives. You can pull it up. You can listen to the entire interview. But right now, let's get back. As I told you prior to the break, Marty, Miles Ottenheimer actually emailed me and said for me to ask you about how it started with a poem, right?
Well, actually, right. I actually wrote a poem. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. We're taking this back now to the beginning of the stage play epic. Right. It was in 1986, which is actually the freeze frame that opens this epic. Now, when I say freeze frame, it has to do with how that poem is found in chapter one, taking us back to the conversation that you said you had with your publicist.
Right.
The poem holds this little tiny Edgar Allan Poe-type cryptogram of a musical solfeggio puzzle. And for your listeners who don't necessarily know what solfeggio is, please don't be daunted. Solfeggio is just another way of, mapping out a musical scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. And I use four little musical solfeggio pictures, basically, to spell out this cryptogram and show how this idea grows century by century, or men's style, hour by hour. The idea is that this puzzle is just like a tiny grain of sand or a tiny piece of stardust that's going to grow into a complete universe of information.
Wow. Listen, Marty Ellen, let me ask you a question, if I may. I understand that you're there with one of the your particular people who are helping you in New York, John, right now, correct?
Correct. I'm here.
All right, John. Well, listen, if you don't mind, I'd like to just ask you one question before we go back to Marty Ellen, okay?
Yeah.
This is very fascinating. I'm very intrigued with this entire concept. What got you started in the first place?
I met a mutual friend that Marty and I had at a, it was sort of a spiritual weekend of all things. It was, I won't go into the specifics, but I've always been interested in body, mind, spirit, and I love when somebody tries to integrate those three levels.
Right.
And specifically, I'm also a computer programmer, I'm a musician, composer, MIT graduate in electrical engineering, and I saw that the computer was going to allow artists to do new things, or it was going to be a new tool for artists to pursue their journey, which is metaphor. And it's for the last 30 years, it's been hard to talk about this with anybody, and so here I am at the spiritual weekend, and I'm talking to a friend of Marty's. And I tell them I'm interested in combining music, computers, well, music and programming and computers together into new tools, new toys. And he says, boy, you got to talk to my friend Marty. She's got a whole story built around such an invention. So that's how we met. And I'm very active in Marty, sort of helping Marty taking her narrative ideas and make it into an actual device that someone would implement on their iPhone or iPad or something. I'm involved in many other projects like this, but this is one of the most exciting ones.
Well, John, I've got to share with you, okay? MIT graduate. I graduated from University of Florida, so I'm going to ask you to be my friend because I've never had an intellectual friend before, okay?
Well, you know, MIT is a trade school, but that's something you have to be way on the inside to understand the implications of that.
I realize.
It was a great education. I loved my 5 years there, but I went running and screaming from the experience and became a musician.
Amen. So. I love my 5 years as a freshman at University of Florida. but I did go on to graduate. Listen, I do have something. For some reason, it just kind of, what comes to mind, and I'm going to go back. John, thank you so much. I want to ask Marty Ellen, but I want you to be able to go ahead and chime in, John, if you get this sense that I'm getting. All of a sudden, when you're talking about the music notes and things like that, all of a sudden Close Encounters comes to mind, where they were trying to get a message to us through different tones and things like that. Am I way off base with this?
Not at all. This has overtones to use a metaphor, to all of these works, Close Encounters certainly being part of it. I just take the idea that much further in a sense of saying this is basically where we are on Earth. Instead of using the starting point as out in space, I'm basically building our set of consciousness and our idea of how we are building a reality all the time that has this arc that reaches out into, I guess you could say, outer space. So I'm very preoccupied with the notion of consciousness on the inside and how we turn our thoughts and our preoccupations into deeds and words. And my family of characters, so it's not like they're just thinking about music or producing music tones,
right?
But actual MEND idea is all about how each user has a very specific syntax, like a musical sequence of a fingering, for example, that they prefer that's hidden to them. It's like forensics that would be in written language or forensics that's in the way your particular gait.
Marty, I have to interrupt because I'm on to something that all of a sudden I can't shake out of my mind. Basically, this kind of reminds me of like a musical DNA, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm taking the DNA idea to the next point and saying you have a DNA imprint, you have an eye imprint. This is the next level of identity that is going to be measuring, even saying, for example, now they can measure gaseous fumes and measure whether someone's corpse or DNA has been in that gas for X time. So people don't realize how much in this world is really invisible to the eye, and given a certain heat or a certain temperature, it becomes visible to us. I take this idea scientifically, and John knows how really far I go to play that idea out, to show that as the music is changing, the actual temperature of this vault rock and this combination works to respond to it. So there's a whole call and response action to the way the music works with the climate and the characters and their environment in this way this puzzle maps out.
Wow, I'm excited. Let me ask you this. John, how far away are you, my friend, from coming up with this particular invention that plays a part of Mary Ellen's story in this?
Well, we're very close. Like I said, it fed into 30 years of my thinking about this marriage or metaphor, this rhyme between mathematics, programming, and what Marty wanted to do with it. So we've got fits and starts on lots of little directions, and you know, we can sort of have the toy up and running in no time, or the tool, if you will. Some days it's a toy, other days it's a very serious tool, you
right.
know. So it makes more sense, you know. Marty's narrative is, in fact, the manual on how to use the toy. So the people won't know how to use the toy until they see it in play in the book. So it's sort of like George Lucas's lightsaber.
Right.
I couldn't have sold you a lightsaber if I didn't first show you how Luke Skywalker uses it in Star Wars.
Exactly.
Then once you see how it gets used, then you know what to do with it. So it's the same thinking.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry we're going to miss this Christmas, because I've been scratching my brain as to exactly what to buy 10 grandchildren, okay? So too bad. But we'll make it by next Christmas, I'm sure.
Exactly.
You know, and I love that, plus probably some birthdays as well. Marty Ellen, what's next? Where do you go from here?
Oh, dear. Well, you know, there's a film script to this that was already written. And I held it back, and I have to say that several people, actually John knows this very well, over the last few years, I held it back for business reasons, strictly.
Uh-huh.
But nothing would give me more pleasure than to find the right studio, the right deal that did a compact deal with the book, the film, and this game idea, because this could be done overnight. So my biggest wish for myself and for my team and for my audience is to get this out there so the audience can make use of it, because I am moving on to different things as soon as I possibly can.
Well, I want you to keep me posted, because in the future, as you do come across these other things, I'm very anxious to speak with you and John again in the future. Listeners, this is Nevada Matters, Fox News, 99.1 FM Talk. You can get involved right now by giving us a call at 827-8900. Locally, you can email me at eddie@991fmtalk.com with any questions that you might feel that you don't want to get on the air, but you might have for Marty Ellen, and if she can't answer them on the air or we run out of time, I can assure you I'll get those questions to her and back to you as rapidly as possible. I tell you what, John, Marty Ellen, I want to thank you for this interview today. I'm just amazed at what you've got in your hands there, and I think everybody who's listening, I know that everybody I've spoke to all week long about this interview, they're all excited about this coming out. Can you kind of target, let's call it a wish list. When do you think it'll be available for mass readership?
Well, right now, I can tell you that I in the last 3 to 4 days, I had no less than 1,000 people come to me on Facebook. So if that's any indication...
Yes, it is.
I will tell you that I don't know single-handedly, while I do have a team, my team does not engage in managing my Facebook account yet. I did that single-handedly. That's basically all I did Thanksgiving weekend, was to keep putting out different episode parts on Facebook. And everybody keeps asking me that same question that you're asking me. So I have a London book agent who brought this to an American agent, and if that person doesn't move on this, then all I can say is the next person who comes to me, I hope we'll read it and take it to the next level. We spent a great deal of time thinking about the launch of this, and I would say that this first book is the way out, and I'm so happy that your friend, your publicist, actually read chapter one, because chapter one is really, jumping off point to understanding how this little puzzle works.
Well, you know, I got to share with you, he not only read it, he's the one that prompted me. Remember, I confessed earlier, I'm a Florida graduate. So, you know, a lot of times people realize that Southerners just don't read a lot. okay? But in all reality, you know better than that. Marty, I am so absolutely impressed, because I did actually meet you through the social media of Facebook, and I'm impressed with what you're doing there. And the fact that you have this team put together with someone like John, I guarantee you, it sounds to me like you have all the ingredients for success. I look forward to helping you in any way, shape, or form we can out here on the West Coast as well.
Thank you so much for this interview. I cannot tell you, it comes at a pivotal moment in my life.
Well, tell you what, it's also made one heck of a wonderful show for Nevada Matters right here on Fox News 99.1 FM Talk. Marty Ellen Hill and John, I want to thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you very much.
All right, and both of you have a wonderful day as we come into these holiday season. Cut. All right. Hey, kids, I love it. I'm going to proof it. I might call you back at some juncture. I can call you individually, too, okay?
Of course.
I can call you individually, because the beauty behind this Zoom. Are you familiar with this new recorder, John, Zoom?
No.
Okay. It's for broadcasters, really, and that's how I came across it. And what it is, it has one, two, or four microphones embedded in it. It's lightweight. It weighs less than my BlackBerry, okay? And quite frankly, you can then put it on your computer. You can edit. I can bring people in. Like this last week, I brought four different politicians as if we were sitting at a conference table, when in actuality, two were on the phone and two came in on separate days and we did the interview. But when it was all done, it all blended together. And I'm thinking that's what I'll do with the two of you. Marty, if you don't mind, and I'm kind of torn, should I call you Marty or Marty Ellen from now on in the future?
Don't call me Marty. That's
okay.
Fine.
Marty, if you'd be kind enough to give John my email address so that I can stay in touch with him, I might have to go in, edit a few things, add a few things, and then we'll put together this show. And then when I'm done, all of us will be happy. And John, you probably have the technology to do the same thing there, and I'd look forward to a copy of that as well. All right. And both of you have a wonderful Monday, if that's possible in New York. Okay.
No, this is a great town.
And you gave us the greatest opportunity to begin having
all
a great
right.
Monday.
There you have it. Okay. Thank you very much. And I look forward to talking to you again, both of you.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
I saw that. That was crazy.